something about Srila Prabhupada, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will go to Srimad Bhagavatam. How's that? Okay. I'm going to read a letter from Prabhupada. This is the 15th of November, 1976. This was, how many years? 40 years, almost. More than 40 years. He's writing to Sri Purushottama Mat in Puri, to Shyama Sundarji. It seems like a god brother, maybe. Prabhupada would always write, please accept, give his blessings. But he says, my dear Shyama Sundarji, please accept my humble obeisances, he says, which he normally didn't do, unless it was someone got his god brother or something like that. I am in due receipt of your letter dated 30th of October, 1976. That was a 15 days difference. And have noted the contents. You have given me the credit of being the best disciple of Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. That is very kind of you, but I am just trying to serve him. Whatever success there is due to his mercy. In my last meeting with him in Radhakund, he advised me to print some books if I get money. I took it very seriously, and by his grace we have now published my translations of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrita, etc., to the extent of 84 books. You'll be surprised to know that these books and my magazine Back to Godhead are selling daily 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees in the foreign countries. The rupee was worth more at that time. Out of such proceeds, I am bringing foreign exchange of not less than 10 lakhs per month for construction work in Bombay, Mayapur, Vrindavan, etc. So this is all due to the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. I have no credit in this connection. These American boys are helping me in this endeavor. Therefore, until they are admitted to the Jagannath Puri temple, I'm not inclined to go there. Evidently, this person invited him to go to the temple. He says, as long as they are not going, I'm not going. My disciples are trying for this purpose. The government officials are in favor. Maybe it will be soon. Well, it hasn't happened yet. So far the magazine is concerned, in India it is very difficult to send attractive magazines by post. The peons take it away. They steal them. I have seen this, a lot of purified peons. I have seen this myself, and others have also seen. Therefore, we are publishing one local magazine from Hyderabad. A copy is sent herewith. If you like, I can advise the managers in Hyderabad to send you a regular complimentary copy. By the middle or end of November, I may be going to Hyderabad. There we have got 600 acres of land to develop a farm project. We have got one very nice temple in Hyderabad city. As we are doing in Mayapur and many other places, I want to develop self-sufficient centers with cloth and food production by the devotees locally, and save time as much as possible to devote themselves to chant Hare Krishna. I thank you very much for your kindly remembering me. Sometimes I wish to take Jagannath Prasad, because nowadays I have no appetite here. I went to Jagannath Puri in 1958 during some special function. I was taking Lord Jagannath Prasad very sumptuously. I am praying to Lord Jagannath to take me there again at his will, and honor his remnants of food, hoping this will find you in good health. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So you see a little about Prabhupada's pastimes, his dealings with others, you know, very, very respectful. Jai jai Sri Chaitanya jai Nityananda jai Advaita Chandra jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from the book Gauranga. It's a compilation of different scriptures about Lord Chaitanya's pastime. The Golden Avatar, compiled and commented on by His Holiness Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. We're reading from the ceremony of name-giving ceremony of Nimai. Nimai is Lord Chaitanya. Why is he called Nimai? Born under a nim tree. Now we'll find a conflict between Nimai and... When Nimai was 6 months old, it was time for his anaprashana ceremony, taking the first grains of sweet rice. His parents hadn't done the namkarana, or name-giving ceremony, which is usually done 1 or 2 months after birth, so they decided to have the namkarana and anaprashana on the same day. They invited Nilambar Chakravarti to come and say which first letter would make an auspicious name for the child. He said, Vishwambar is a good name. This child will take the Lord of the universe. But the lady said, he was born under a neem tree, so we will call him Nimai. The men wanted Vishwambar, the women wanted Nimai. So they asked him to please find a solution. Even 500 years ago, there was some difference of opinion between men and women. So Nilambar Chakravarti said, let his common name be Nimai, and his official name for spiritual activity will be Vishwambar. Thus he satisfied both of them. This is a conflict resolution by Nilambar Chakravarti, first mediator, ISKCON mediator. Usually at this ceremony, they put books and money in two separate directions to see which the child is more attracted to. But in this case, Nilambar Chakravarti gave a variety of books. In addition, he put a pen in case the child wants to scribe to see what he was in a previous life. He also put a selection of money, copper coins, silver coins, gold coins, to see if he would go for the money. And then, was he a big-time spender or a small-time spender? So there was a whole line of different things to see which one Lord Chaitanya would select. Among all these items, he went straight for the books. And out of all the books, he took the Srimad Bhagavatam and started to embrace it. He hugged the Srimad Bhagavatam. The pundits thought, yes, he will be a pundit. He took the book. But because he took the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vaishnavas thought, ha! He will be a devotee of the Lord. Any event, with Lord Chaitanya was a special occasion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Okay. So our quota, pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. The pastimes are to be remembered. So they remembered means you repeat them later to someone else. That's how you remember. Where are we? Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 75, Text 17. Is that correct? Huh? Ta Devaran Uta sakin sishichur dritibi klinambara vivrita gatra kuchora kuchoru madhya autsukya mukta kavarach chyavamana malya kshobhang dadhur maladhyam ruchirair viharai tadeve devaran utasukim sishuchur dritibhi sishuchur dritibhi klinambara vivrita katra kuchora madhya madhya autsukya mukta kavarach chayava chayavamana malya kshobhang dadhur mala dhyam ruchirair viharai tadevaran tasukin susuchur trishtibhi Sichurudibi klinambara vivrita ghatra kuchora kuchoru madhya autsukya mukta kavarach chayavamana malya chayavamana kshobhang dadhur maladhyam ruchirair viharai tadevaran tasukim sushuchurdhitibhi Ladies, Devaranuta Sukhin Suchuchur Bhritibhi Ninambara Vivrita Gatra Kuchoru Vadya Autsukya Mukta Takavaraj Chayavamana Malya Kshobam Dadhur Maladiyam Ruchirair Vihara Devaranuta Sakin Susichurritibhi Vinambhara vivrita ghatra kuchora madhya
Atsukya mukta kavarascha yamana maya. Shobhang dadura maladhyam ruchirair viharai. Ta.
They, the queens. Devaran. Their husbands, brothers.
Uta.
And. Also. Sakin, their friends. Sisuchu, they squirted. Dritibi, with syringes. Klinna, drenched. Ambara, whose dresses. Vivrita, visible. Gatra, whose arms? Kucha, breasts. Uru, thighs. Madhya, and waists. Autsukya, to their excitement. Mukta, loosened. Kavarat, from the braids of their hair. Chayavamana, slipping. Malya, whose small flower garlands. Kshobam, agitation. Dadu, they created. Mala, dirty. Dhyam, for those whose consciousness. Ruchirai, charming. Viharai, with their play. Translation. As the queens squirted water from syringes at their brothers-in-law and other male companions, their own garments became drenched, revealing their arms, breasts, thighs, and waists. In their excitement, the flowers fell from their loosened braids. By these charming pastimes, they agitated those with contaminated consciousness. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, this is in the Krishna book, such behavior between pure males and females is enjoyable, but persons who are materially contaminated become lustful. Om jnana tamarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshura militam dena tasmai shri gurave namah. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitang Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Pritabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatyate Satane. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaitra Gadadha Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukunkaroti Vachalam Bhungam Langete Girim Yakripa Namaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatane Paramananda Madhava Shri Chaitanya Ishtara Oryam Tatsa Tadevaran Utasakin Sishuchur Dritibi Klinambara Vivrita Gatra Kuchoru Madhya Autsukya Mukta Kavarash Chayavamana Malya Kshobham Dadur Mala Diyam Ruchirair Viharai. Translation. As the queen squirted water from syringes at their brothers-in-law and other male companions, their own garments became drenched, revealing their arms, breasts, thighs, and waists. In their excitement, the flowers fell from their loosened braids. By these charming pastimes, they agitated those with contaminated consciousness. So here in these verses, it's described the opulence of Vedic culture, especially in the times when the rulers were Krishna conscious. These are the pastimes of Yudhishthira Maharaj in his reign as king. And it's interesting that Kshobham Dadhur Maladiyam. So there were, even at that time, there were some those who were seeing these pastimes and thinking lustfully at the same time, you know. Probably from the Duryodhana camp, the people. But those who had dirty consciousness, as he explained here, they saw it different ways. Sometimes we see some paintings of Krishna in some sort of erotic situation. So they are taking Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality, beyond all contamination. They are seeing him in a contaminated way. Anything to encourage their activities. So one might ask or think, one may contemplate how Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Pandavas, they're all devotees. How is it they're engaging in these activities with seemingly, very lustful activity, very sense-enjoying type of activities, you know? So this question was also put to Shukadev Goswami by Maharaj Parikshit concerning King Priyavata, who was Swayambhuva Manu's son. And Priyavata could, he was a brahmachari, engaged in devotional service, he was. And his father wanted him to be, do the service of Prajapati, populating the universe. So he wasn't inclined to do it. He didn't say no, but he was not inclined, and he made this known. Who else declined this sort of activity? Who? I can't hear you. Who? The four Kumaras. Okay, the Kumar. All right, yes. Yes, who else? Mahabharata. Bhishma Dev, he was also asked. He was very strong in his vow. He said no. No? No. But of course his service was not as same as Priyavata Maharaj. Priyavata's guru was Narada Muni, and so to influence him, they call on someone very special to convince him. Who did they call on? Lord Brahma had to come himself on his swan carrier to convince Priyavata Maharaj, who was the prince at that time, to take up this activity. And he tells him, no, don't worry, because in this service that you will be doing within the Varnashram system, you will be doing this as a service to God, to the Lord. So don't worry. This will be a service. It will be a pure activity. Do not lament. Because Pariksit Maharaj wanted to know, how is it that he was so strictly doing devotional service, but then afterwards he takes on this role as a grihastha, you know? How is it possible? So Lord Brahma, who was very convincing, I imagine, convinced him, and he accepted to take on this role. But he was always eager to engage in devotional service, whatever his situation. Always eager to renounce things. Who was it? Who else? What other king decided to renounce? So many stories. Pandu. He was very anxious to go to the forest. Oh, let's go! Yeah. Ram was exiled, but he thought, oh, this is nice. Let's go, and he was very happy to do that. Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas also, they also went to the forest, and they traveled with sages for many years. They were very happy. So in this way, the Raj Rishis are very propense. They have a propensity to give up all material activities and engage fully in devotional service. Prabhupada, in his purport about Priyavrata Maharaj, makes a very interesting comment, which I'd like to read to you. Some may say this is not for brahmacharis, but brahmacharis must know these things too. To maintain such a life of strict vigilance, one needs encouragement from his wife. This is not to encourage brahmacharis to get married, but in the Varnashram Dharma system, certain classes, such as the Brahmins and Sannyasis, do not need encouragement from the opposite sex. They do not need it. Kshatriyas and Grihasthas, however, actually need the encouragement of their wives in order to execute their duties. Indeed, a Grihastha or Kshatriya cannot properly execute his responsibilities without the association of his wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally admitted that a Grihastha must live with a wife. Kshatriyas were even allowed to have many wives to encourage them in discharging the duties of government. The association of a good wife is necessary in a life of karma and political affairs. To execute his duties properly, therefore, Maharaj Priyavrata took advantage of his good wife, Barhirshmati, who was always very expert in pleasing her great husband by properly dressing herself, smiling, and exhibiting her feminine bodily features. Queen Barhirshmati always kept Maharaj Priyavrata very encouraged, and thus he executed his government duty very properly. In this verse, Eva, the word Eva, has twice been used to indicate that Maharaj Priyavrata acted exactly like a henpecked husband and therefore seemed to have lost his sense of human responsibility. Actually, however, he was fully conscious of his position as a spirit soul, although he seemingly behaved like an acquiescent karmi husband. Maharaj Priyavrata thus ruled the universe for 11 arbudas of years. How much is an arbuda? Where's our pundits here? Seven zeros, he say. Seven zeros and 1 million. Who is going with 1 million? That would be 11 million years. Anyone else? Okay. What does Prabhupada say? One arbuda consists of 100 million years. And Maharaj Priyavrata ruled the universe for 11 such arbudas. So whatever his position, he was, Prabhupada mentions here, he was Krishna conscious. Didn't matter what he was doing, what his association was. Because he didn't consider himself this material body. He considers himself spiritual, spirit soul. The living entity in this material world wanders in different bodies, changing bodies frequently in this material world. Even the present body has its changes also. And we have seen in our own lifetimes how different persons change their situations. and somehow or other they are adapting to those conditions. If one is a devotee, he also adapts to conditions that would be favorable towards executing devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami explains, one should accept everything favorable and reject something that's unfavorable. So part of accepting favorable things is the favorable circumstances that one finds himself in, due to providence, due to destiny, due to the desires of our superiors. Sometimes we are put in different situations, like Priyavrata. Priyavrata was very much pressured by the greater authorities to do certain things. The evolutionists, when you corner them and ask them how was this earth populated, some of them say it was seeded by superior beings from other planets. That's what they say. So this is an example of the service that Swayambhuva Manu and Priyavrata Maharaj were doing. Of course, Swayambhuva Manu, he was very anxious to leave, also to renounce and engage fully in service. But he couldn't do it unless his son was take up the family business, so to speak. You know, so he had to take on this responsibility. And then, after this time, which was 1.1 billion years, Maharaj Priyavrata also engaged his sons in the service. Some of his sons, three of his sons, were actually brahmacharis. They called them Paramahansa brahmacharis. Strict, very strict, pure brahmachari devotees, you know, and they didn't take up the family business, but others did. Took up the family business of populating the universe. You know, that's our aliens who are populating the universe, seeding the universe. The evolutionists call it. You know. So here, of course, this chapter is about how Duryodhana becomes humiliated later on. I don't want to jump to the place, but it's interesting that the Maharaj Yudhishthira engaged everyone, even someone who was inimical. As Duryodhana and others, they were actually inimical towards the Pandavas, but he engaged them in service. And Duryodhana's job was, he was in charge of the Rajasuya Khitri? Ah, treasury. He was making the Khitri. Yeah, that was. Who was in charge of the Khitri? Bhima was in charge of the Khitri, yes, that's right. So in this way, everyone was engaged. Even the older Bhishma, they were all engaged in different Vidura, you know, even older, they were all engaged in some service for this. Everyone was engaged. So part of our process is to engage others in service. You know, that is part of our Krishna conscious process. We engage others. And that is a way we bring them into the family of devotees, by engaging them in some service. Krishna service. For many, many lifetimes, the living entity is not doing service to Krishna. So we have to give them some little opportunity to somehow do some small service for Krishna. Sometimes we repeat a service just to engage someone. Oh, this is already done. You don't have to do it. No. Sometimes you say, do this again, just to engage someone in service. Otherwise, they may go and never come back again. So we have to engage everyone in service, just as Maharaj Yudhishthira did. Maharaj Yudhishthira was very careful of dealings, even with Duryodhana. He was very careful. He actually felt bad that he was humiliated. He felt very bad, Maharaj Yudhishthira, that he was humiliated. then he realized that it was Krishna's desire. Krishna, he made some sign with his eyebrow, with his eyebrows or something. He made some sign, Krishna. He approved of it. That Duryodhana was being humiliated and mocked. But being a materialist, Duryodhana, of course, was very... This angered him very much. Although he left very quietly, he was very angry and very... He was steaming inside. The fire of envy and was steaming inside him. Prabhupada explained that this is one of the reasons of the Kurukshetra battle, was because of this humiliation on the part of... Also, part of the reason was that previously Duryodhana was a contender for the hand of Draupadi. So he considered his being in the presence of Draupadi, he considered the very greater insult. So this enmity was a flame of enmity, of enviousness, was starting to boil in him. You know, there was already there some, but this is real. This sealed the deal, as we say. So I think because a lot of these pastimes of the kshatriyas and devotees in this, who are put in this situation. It's interesting because they're devotees, you know. How are devotees in this situation? But Krishna was engaging in these activities, and certainly someone who was with Krishna in these pastimes was encouraged by his presence, and they were very much in ecstasy observing these pastimes of Krishna and his great devotees. Even though someone may think of them materially, actually they're very highly spiritual, these activities executed by persons who are not attached to this material body. So we have to understand the high nature of these activities, not to take them materially at all. Very, very advanced to look at, to see things in this way. It's very advanced. Because here it's explained, there are those kshobham dadur maladiyam ruchirair viharai, who will see them in a contaminated way. So how you visualize things, the same things, There were those who saw them, and they were very encouraged by Krishna's presence, the wives like that. Others became agitated. So, at the same place, same time. So in the same way, as devotees, we see things, especially internet, so many things are there. So we have to be very careful. The trick is to see things, everything in relation to Krishna, and not to become agitated by them. No? Even beauty we see as coming from Krishna, or that should be appreciated by Krishna. We don't see them as for our own enjoyment. And there is a process of agitation. Kiriraj Prabhu, he wrote to Prabhupada about this, and he asked Prabhupada about how we can stop the mental agitation that sometimes come. He was a brahmachari at the time. Prabhupada wrote him that there's a process of thinking, feeling, willing, and acting that comes. He said the thoughts will come automatically, and even to Brahma and Shiva, these thoughts are coming. You cannot stop the thoughts. Just like some thoughts are coming through before your eyes. They, like streams, like a river, they go past. But you should stop them at the thinking after the thinking, that's where you should stop. Don't grab them and start feeling them. That's where you should stop them. This is what to speak of. Willing means that you make some plan. And acting is acting on the plan. So we have to stop it before it comes to feeling. Let it go past. And it will go past. It will go past. No? And of course, if someone is strong in Krishna consciousness, he has armor. Armor against these things. So our armor is chanting Hare Krishna, following strict vows like this, chanting without offenses, hopefully with some love and devotion, chanting Hare Krishna. That will also help you. Okay. Any questions? Okay.
You read that wherein you mentioned that there are certain people who need encouragement from the wives.
That was from the purport in the Priyavata, Prabhupada's purport.
So we generally see that and you have mentioned about those people who are like very
who?
You have mentioned about those people who are they give generally they are on the front side of the spiritual practices, right, and their wives follow them. But if that is the case, then even they need the encouragement from the wife. It looks like the wives are more advanced and more spiritually upfront than the husbands. So in that case, how they will encourage the wives also, if they are encouraged by the wives? But generally the men are like more spiritually advanced and the wives should help them. So if they get encouragement, then how they will inspire the wife to help them in their services?
Of course, this is a society of mutual encouragement, of course. sometimes it's not the role of the wife as encouraging the husband is not so much emphasized, which I thought was a special indication of that purport by Srila Prabhupada, that the wife is much, very much needed to encourage the husband in his spiritual activities, you know. Otherwise, if she's encouraging him in material activities, then it will go the other way. But of course, we understand that how can a wife go on without being encouraged? Everyone, not even wives, but all devotees need encouragement. All devotees need someone to recognize that they're doing nice service, you know? Oh, this is a very nice service you're doing, Prabhupada. We all need some encouragement that way. Recognition that we're doing service for Krishna, you know. So you can try to see devotees' good service. Think, oh, he's doing such nice service. He's cleaning the bathrooms. The bathrooms, I've never seen the bathroom so nice, and he's doing this. He's such a humble, advanced devotees is doing this service. And so in this way, we are archives for remembering the activities of the devotees. And then when time passes, and they have to leave their bodies, you know, which will happen, someone will get up and say, oh, I remember he did this. And they will praise him. But if you don't recognize, you don't observe and perceive this, how the devotees are doing different services and appreciate that service, how can you do that? You must actively look at devotees in that way to appreciate them. Not many people in the world are devotees. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, it's a very rare thing for someone to be a devotee. Extremely rare. So if something is very rare, we should recognize it. It should be recognized and appreciated. You know? Whether it's a man or a woman, whatever. husband and wife cannot have success in marriage without appreciating the service or respecting the service of each one of them. Amanina manadena. Amanina manadena. One, for myself, I don't want respect. But I am eager to give respect to others. By giving respect, I'm honoring their service to Krishna, to Prabhupada. Oh, how nice service he's doing. This recommendation is our process for advancement. Guru Maharaj, this boy is a very nice boy. He should be initiated. Someone will say. And then you will get initiated. No? After taking 20 million tests and courses. But that's our process. Even the spiritual world is that way. Radharani will say, Krishna, this is such a nice devotee. Give him your mercy. So, like that. Otherwise, we will not be able to advance. This is the way of, this is our way. This is our way. It's not artificial, it's a very natural process. But one should learn how to appreciate the service of different devotees. Not take it for granted, oh. Or think it's for you. Oh, they're serving me. Please serve me like this. No. We should appreciate everyone's service to Krishna. And amanina manadena. I don't want any praise. No. That is our process. So whether husband, wife, doesn't matter. Brahmacharis, other brahmacharis, grihasthas to brahmacharis, sannyasis to whatever. Disciple. Someone asked Prabhupada, what is the in Shikshastika, what is the relation? How? Where is it in the Shikshastika stated the relationship with the guru and the disciple? And Prabhupada said, he said, amanina manadena. They mutually respect each other. It's not that the guru does not respect the disciple. He also respects the disciple. Prabhupada said of his own disciples, oh, my Guru Maharaj has sent these people, these devotees to me. He didn't think, oh, I made them devotees. He said, oh no, my Guru Maharaj sent them. That's what he was thinking. And anyone would say something against his disciples, he would immediately, you know, oh no, they are low class. No, Prabhupada would immediately defend them. So he had great respect. Sometimes he would give lectures. Before his lecture, he would have his disciples speak. What can we speak? But Prabhupada would have us speak before. How is this? He wanted. So in this way, he was honoring his own disciples. Ladies and men also, both. He respected them all. Encouraged them all. Somehow or other, if we can encourage devotees, that will be a great thing for us. To encourage devotees. And they may feel fired up to distribute books, to go out and give Krishna consciousness to everyone. You know, that's inspiration. That's what we do. Another question? Doubt? Comment? Correction? Nothing? Everyone is in agreement? Either that or no one understood what I was talking about. Only Hindi. What? Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.